Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. The overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 4:59 and a half, up a half on the open March, 4:67 down three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 3:90 down a half on the open March, 4:09 and a half. Up a quarter. July, 4:24, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 2:37 and a quarter, unchanged on the open. March, 2:51 and a quarter, unchanged. May, 2:59, down a half. July, 2:67 and a half, up a quarter. September, 2:73, down a quarter. December, 2:83 and a quarter, up a half on the open. December oats opened at $2 and a half, up three quarters on the open. March, 2:06 and three quarters, up a quarter. November soybeans opened at 5:46, up three quarters on the open. January, 5:59 and a half, up three quarters. March, 5:70 and a half, up three quarters. May, 5:81, up one and a quarter. July, 5:91, up one and three quarters. November, 6:06 and a half, down one on the open. October soybean meal opened at 159.10, up 50 on the open. December, 160.30, up 50. October soybean oil opened at 24.78, down 8 on the open. December, 25.26, unchanged. At the Merck, September feeders open at 117, unchanged on the open. October, 115.30, unchanged. November, 114.90, down 2.5. October live cattle opened at 89.30, up 5 on the open. December, 89.70, down 15. February, 90.27 and a half, unchanged on the open. October lean hogs opened at 65.15, up 40 on the open. December, 63.25, up 20. February, 63.95, up 10. And April, 63.57 and a half, unchanged on the open. February bellies opened at 90 even, up 55 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
We were looking at the numbers this past week from USDA to perhaps provide us some support for a cash-led rally, but particularly in the corn, we just did not get the numbers we needed. So the question now becomes, can cash still lead, and what will it take to do so?
Well, we think it has started to. The basis levels continue to improve in many parts of the country right now, Dave, for the fall delivery especially, and that's what's key right now. There's probably a little bit of a back-and-forth market right now with the September futures expiring yesterday and now the December being the front-end contract in Chicago. So there's probably a little bit of issue that the traders have to clean up here in the next couple, 3 days. But as far as the basis goes in the cash market, the report suggested to us more than ever that as a producer, what keeps a producer hedged on paper and not in cash, and that's the fund length and the seasonals for corn are negative, the futures market, the loss of wheat in the outside markets as supportive features, that keeps a corn hedger in the futures market. But this basis coming in, and coming in because, A, it's too wide to begin with compared to the last 3 years, and also because we are only dealing with about a 1.2, 1.3 billion bushel carryover, that's saying to us right now, put all those things together and you keep yourself hedged on paper, and if the market's going to bottom as you start to shell corn, it's either going to be weather-induced, yield-reduced, comments coming back from farmers, or a change in the USDA on the October report. All those things lead up to you got to get the cash to bottom first. And so we like the way the market structure is in corn, especially since the wheat has given given up its leadership qualities to the upside.
Let's look at one of those factors, and that is yield. Are the numbers, as USDA say, suspect in your mind?
No, not really. You look at crop conditions, and you may be able to draw some conclusion there that there's a little bit of issue with the USDA yield, but we have to say that we've never trusted the crop conditions as a whole in terms of determining yield, and every year is very, very distinct and individual. We have no issues with the corn crop yield right now by USDA.
Turn your attention to something on the outside market. We have a Fed meeting next week. How important is that in your mindset?
Well, pretty doggone important, because we're going to get an idea of whether we're starting a trend where the Fed is in agreement with the futures market and the institutional traders. We've seen a lot of liquidation in crude oil. October crude oil is down 20% since its August high. Gold is down 12% since its August high. The market has said, and the dollar's rallied substantially as well, Dave, and so the market has said the Fed is not going to be worried about inflation anymore, that those are equally balanced between employment and inflation, and we're going to go ahead and see the Fed not raise rates anymore, especially in this next upcoming minutes. And so that's where it really becomes important. If they would change course and you would see the Fed raise their rates again, then the market would probably need to readjust for that.
CRB has lost a lot of its value, too, and I wonder what the implications of that are for the index funds.
Well, they're big, because the indexes aren't doing that great, because most of the index funds that you've seen really get built up here the last few years have been in a mindset where they have gone to pension funds and other very large groups of money being held by individuals, groups of individuals, and said, if the stock market goes down, commodities will go up, so invest in these commodity indexes, because if that happens, you'll be better off with the commodities in there. Well, that hasn't really panned out so super well, and the indexes are feeling that, and the indexes are lightening up, we suspect. But I think we've heard a lot of information come across and opinions come across, the Bloomberg, the CNBCs, the Journal, and the Barron's and everything like that, and they say, are we going to be done with this commodity boom? Is the commodity cycle over? Our position would be no, it's not, that this is a healthy correction. It was a needed correction. It's a correction that can be tied to the Fed policy and tied to interest rates. We suspect, in our view, the crude oil and the gold have gone down far enough in price. Now we wait for some more time to erode and get closer to the end of the quarter. But we do look for the stock market to make one more push up like it is right now. And by the end of the year, we see a return to where the markets go back towards some commodity buying and maybe pull some stakes out of the stocks and the bonds.
All right. Turn our attention back to the commodities. Focusing on the soybeans, new contract lows this week again in the soybean market. I think that's either the second or the third consecutive week with contract lows there. How much vulnerability is left to the downside?
We don't think a lot. We like the way the technicals shaped up when the meal expired in the September contract. We think the biggest liability the beans have right now, other than the obvious fact that there's a lot of supply out there, and Chicago's really talking that up right now, but the other biggie is the Dease bean oil and the October bean oil. They just can't get their footing because of this down crude oil market and the fact that we've lost so much in crude. Dease bean oil right now is eating into its 200-day moving average. And so we really need both products to firm up, but we like the information coming out of India. We like the way the meal closed and expired in September. We like the fact that we've been down 6 weeks in a row and really haven't lost a lot of price action and lost a lot of price, Dave. So if we could get a simple close in the November futures on the end of this week today above 549.5, we'd call that a bottom, confirming the meal bottom, and that would give us a pretty easy shot back up to that 575, 577 level, and that would make sense with some of the Brazilian crop information. The thing we like most about this week was the fact that China's back on the demand side. They're coming in buying 40, 42% of our weekly export sales in the last 2 weeks. That's really good numbers to see. And, you still are got to get this Brazilian acreage issue priced in and get the Brazilians to plant a lot of beans. Some would say you don't need any beans this next year. We would say, again, going back to the crude oil, the gold, the commodities as a whole, emerging markets are very strong, and emerging markets consume a lot of edible oils and a lot of meal. And we say if that's the case and emerging markets are strong, then the commodity complex, especially the soybeans, need good supplies to meet good demand.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a good day.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Taking a look at the current tick, December wheat in Kansas City 457 down 2 at the Board of Trade. December wheat 389 and 3 quarters down 3 quarters. December corn 237 and 3 quarters up a half. November beans 544 and 3 quarters down a half. October soybean meal 158.80 up 20. October soybean oil 24.76. It's down 10. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILOAG.org.